This is VOA News via a modem, Tommy McNeil. North Korea has denounced the U.S. pledges of battle tanks to Ukraine, claiming that the Washington was further crossing the red line to win a proxy war, according to state media KCNA on Friday. She said that she expressed serious concern over the U.S. escalating the war situation by providing Ukraine with military hardware for ground offensive and strongly denounced it. That's according to North Korea leader Kim Jong-un's powerful sister, Kim Yo-jong, in a statement. The United States said this week it will supply Ukraine with 31 of its most advanced battle tanks after Germany made a similar announcement. Police video showing five Memphis officers beating a black man during a traffic stop earlier this month has been made public. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
You might get sprayed again.
Five officers beating and pepper spraying Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop earlier this month. He died 3 days later. Memphis Police Chief Sarah Lynn C.J. Davis.
The lack of supervision in this incident was a major problem.
She says there's no footage of what led to Nichols being stopped in the first place.
We can't substantiate the reason for the stop.
Adding,
in the video, the initial stop shows the officers already ramped up at about a 10.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Meanwhile, protesters did take to the streets of Memphis, Tennessee, and throughout the United States to demand justice for Nichols, the 29-year-old black man who died after the five police officers beat him during the traffic stop earlier in the month. This is VOA News. At least seven people were killed, 10 others wounded, in a synagogue on the outskirts of Jerusalem Friday in an attack that heightened fears of a spiral in violence a day after the deadliest Israeli raid in the West Bank in years. Reuters' Rachel Faber reports.
Police said the gunman arrived around 8:15 p.m. and opened fire, hitting a number of people before he was killed by police. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, which took place as worshippers gathered on the eve of the Jewish Sabbath. But it comes after Palestinian Islamic Jihad launched nighttime rockets from the Gaza Strip into Israeli territory. The rockets triggered air raid alarms in Israeli communities near the border with the blockaded Palestinian coastal enclave. Israel responded to the rocket fire with airstrikes into Gaza. And a day earlier, Israeli security forces raided a West Bank refugee camp where they traded gunfire with armed Palestinians.
That is Reuters reporting. A gunman shot dead a security guard and wounded two other people at Azerbaijan's embassy in Iran Friday, an attack Baku branded an act of terrorism. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Azerbaijan's ambassador to Iran told reporters that Baku expects Iran to investigate. Police in Tehran said they'd arrested a suspect, and Iranian authorities condemned the incident, but said the gunman appeared to have had a personal, not a political, motive. The incident comes amid increased tensions between the two neighboring countries over Iran's treatment of its large ethnic Azeri minority and over Azerbaijan's decision this month to appoint its first ever ambassador to Israel. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. Special Operations Forces have killed a senior Islamic State Group official and 10 other terrorist operatives in remote northern Somalia. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says that the operation in a mountainous cave complex targeted Bilal al-Sudani, a key financial facilitator for the global terrorist organization. U.S. President Joe Biden was briefed last week about the proposed mission that was months in the planning. He gave the final approval this week following the recommendation of Austin and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley. Brazil's federal police searched the home of a nephew of former President Jair Bolsonaro on Friday in connection with the January 8th storming of government buildings in the capital by far-right protesters. Police said Leonardo Rodriguez de Jesus, known by Bolsonaro's support,